Now, Timothy, it's fantastic to see you here in the celebrity. This is Fleming and Ross, but we'll get to that in a second. But firstly, of course, you're part of the juniors at Gunnedah Junior Rugby Club. All starts tomorrow, of course, at Walker. And tell us a little bit about the numbers that are turning up for trainings on Thursday afternoons there at Gunnedah Rugby Park to be part of the Gunnedah Junior Rugby Club.
Yeah, Wixie, we've got about 70 kids registered for the 14s, 12s, 10s, 8s and 6s. I think we've got about half a dozen or seven new kids in the under 6s. I've coached the under 12s, we've got 20 of them. And yeah, and the rest of them are spread out over the other three age groups. And then obviously we've got about six or seven kids, I think, playing in the combined Gunnedah, Scone, Crindie under 16s team and a couple in the under 18s team. So we've got a few, probably not as many as we've had in the recent past, but we're still working on it, and it's only the start of the season, so we'll hope to get a few more.
Well, it certainly doesn't give any people excuses, of course, to get our kids and boys and girls there. 6s, 8s, 10s, 12s and 14s down at Gunnedah Rugby Park over at 4 o'clock every Thursday afternoon, and get coached by your fine coaches led by Matt Carter and yourself. Of course, you've stepped down as coach of the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils. A bit less stress this year. You can leave that to Jason and the club. And how do you reflect on your time? Because pretty successful in the lower grades there, a couple of grand finals and a premiership. And the foundation should be pretty good for the club moving forward, even though there's some interesting times with players wandering in and out of the club.
You get a lot more free time. And I managed to fill it in with helping organise the rugby ball. But looking back, we did have some success, probably not as much as I would have liked. The lack of success in the scene in the first grade was probably the biggest disappointment, and the fact that we couldn't build on the good year we had in 2014 when we got pretty close, and then it sort of fell away pretty bad towards the end of 2015. But you know, the guys have got a good core of guys there, and Jason will got his work cut out for him, but effort will be rewarded, you know, and they'll get there if they put the effort in.
Of course, you're part of the ball, as you said. Tell us a little bit about it. Of course, next weekend, all the fun and the fair is there. 125 years of rugby. Beautiful logo as well, reflecting both the past and also the present of the club with the fern, but also, of course, the sheaf of weed, and the shirt looks fantastic as well. But how's that looking, and what sort of fun are we going to have next weekend at the ball out there at the club?
Well, it all starts today, obviously, with the commemorative game between Gunnedah and Crindie, which sort of marks the 125th year since the club first played a game of rugby. And then following on for that, next Saturday night, we'll have a ball, which we're hoping we should get about 650 people that, with a marquee on the oval. Yeah, 650-year-old past and present players, and it should be a good night.
And what sort of entertainment do we have lined up, and do we come here to Fleming and Ross to pick up our tickets for $85 and give you a call on 67420-566, or is it nearly sold out, bursting at the seams?
It's bursting at the seams. If you haven't booked a ticket, I'd be very quick to ring up my office and find out if you can get one. But most of the tables are sold, and there's only a few single tickets left. So if people are still interested, yeah, call the office and see how they go. But yeah, they want to be quick because it is nearly sold out. The Polly Pipes, part of the old, most of the old players, and then Cameron Amos is the DJ a bit later on after the Polly Pipes finish.
It should be a fairly sort of quiet evening at about 3 o'clock on Sunday morning next week. Finally, of course, here at Fleming and Ross, you're all part of the selling caper. How's it been out there? We've had no rain for 1,000 years, but still are people pushing beasts in and out? And yeah, how's things going in regards to selling and just the way the cattle and the farming community are going at the moment?
Oh, look, it's a struggle. It sort of hasn't rained basically since Australia Day. But the cattle market is still at record high levels, and hopefully this weekend, tomorrow when we go to Walker, it should be raining, which is a regular occurrence, so that might be the start of the turnaround in the season we're all after.
Thanks for your time, Tim. Wish you all the best, of course, as you're part of the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils hosting the ball next week. And of course, they play this afternoon for the first time at Gunnedah Rugby Park as they take on the Crindie Lions.